We have a major update on Bojan Bogdanovic, and unfortunately, Knick fans, it is not a good one. As most of us already know, Bojan has been dealing with left wrist issues for the entire playoffs, and because of that, he recently got an x-ray. The x-rays were negative, and that led to him getting an MRI. And according to these reports, the MRI revealed significant ligament damage in that left wrist. If that's not bad enough, in yesterday's game against the Philadelphia 76ers, he went down with a left foot contusion. We're going to break down all of the injuries Bogdanovic is dealing with and potentially if and when he can return for the Knicks. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Bojan Bogdanovic is dealing with a number of injuries. This is the last thing the Knicks need to hear. They've already lost Mitchell Robinson because he's dealing with an injury. And now Bojan Bogdanovic seems to be joining him as he's dealing with a left foot contusion. He suffered that injury in yesterday's game. If you didn't watch the play, check it out right here. As you can see, Nick Batum and Bojan are both going for the ball. And then, as Bojan's trying to dive for it, Batum dives and unfortunately, awkwardly, lands on Bojan's leg. That causes him to contort that foot in a way that he's not used to. And then, soon after that, he checks out of the game, no longer available. He was questionable, then he was doubtful, then he was ruled out of the game. We don't know his status going into Game 5. I would think it's questionable since it's the playoffs, but we don't know if he's going to play. And the problem with Bogdanovic is, as we mentioned, he just suffered this knee issue in yesterday's game. But he's been dealing with this wrist issue for the entire playoffs, even before the playoffs. And according to Michael Scotto of Hoopshype, an NBA insider, he revealed the following about Bogdanovic after he underwent an MRI. According to Scotto, New York Knicks forward Bojan Bogdanovic underwent an MRI, which showed ligament damage in his left wrist. Bogdanovic will play through the wrist injury for the rest of the NBA playoffs, and surgery will be a potential option during the offseason. You really got a feel for Bojan here, man. He was trying his best to go out there, be impactful for the Knicks, and do everything he can to make sure he was a positive when he was out there on the floor. And then he's dealing with the wrist issues, puts tape around it, pushes through it. He even said, "It hurts. It's causing me discomfort. Obviously, it's painful, but I don't care. I rather play. I want to be out there for my team." That's his mindset. That's his focus. That's what he wants to do for the Knicks. You got to respect that. Him dealing with all of these issues. And then, if you roll the tape again, he's dealing with all of these issues, goes for a loose ball, even though he has that wrist issue, still dives for it because it's the playoffs and every possession matters. And because of that, he has an awkward fall, and this is the result. A left knee contusion, and clearly was questionable to return for the Knicks, according to Cassidy Hubbard. And then Ian Begley reports the exact same thing about Bojan. And then we find out later in that game that he's not going to return. He's ruled out for the game. Now, you would hope that the reason the Knicks did that is because they saw they had the momentum. The Knicks were gaining traction. They liked the five they had on the floor. So they didn't really want to interrupt that flow or disturb it. So they were okay with holding Bogdanovic back. You hope that's the case, but you really don't know with the Knicks. Even though they give you injury updates, it's really vague. And I would imagine it's going to continue to be vague all the way up to game time tomorrow against the Philadelphia 76ers in Game 5. I got to say it though. We need Bojan. We need him during this series. We need him during Game 5. And we're definitely going to need him moving forward in the postseason. One of the main reasons we traded for Bojan was because of the postseason. We were terrible last year from shooting the three. The only person who could really shoot it was really Jalen Brunson. Besides him, nobody else could score something on offense. The reason you're bringing guys like Dante DiVincenzo, the reason you trade for guys like Alec Burks for Bojan Bogdanovic is because you think in the postseason, during the moments that matter the most, they're going to come up big. They're going to help your team, and they're going to push you forward to a victory. Bojan was coming together, and he was starting to do that. He didn't do it right away, But during the close of that regular season, he started to figure out his role and figure out his game. And he brought that into game one of the postseason against Philadelphia. You could say he also brought it to game two. Didn't really have a good game three, but we were hoping for really good things from him in game four. And then he goes out within 10 seconds. The guy cannot catch a break. He's doing everything for us when he's out there, trying his best even to be a threat, even if he can't shoot it, to be a threat and try to stretch the floor so Jaylen can get some more space, some type of room in the paint area to operate. So that way you can get us a bucket even easier. That's what Bojan wants to do. That's what he's thinking about. That's how he wants to help. Even if he's injured, he's thinking like that because he's used to this type of play. He has been in the postseason before. He has the experience and he knows it's not about your scoring, your individual play. It's about the team play and what's best for the team. Right now, Jalen Brunson and his scoring and the Knicks and their defense, their hustle, that's what's best for the team. Bojan understands that, and that's why he's been contributing to that. His three-point shooting has been magnificent. We have to give him credit. He was struggling, and everybody was killing him, myself included. But he never stopped working. He kept putting in that work each and every day in practice, and look at the result. He is now playing postseason minutes for the Knicks, exactly why we traded for him. Unfortunately for him, the injuries just keep stacking up, and it's not really his fault. The wrist issues, he's been dealing with that. He's had issues with that for a while now. So it's not really a surprise with that. And honestly, him playing through it, also not a surprise because he's a professional and he wants to win. He's a very high-level competitor. But as the report indicated, he's likely going to need surgery this offseason. I want to mention that because a lot of people are talking about, well, maybe Bojan could be part of a trade. That could be true. But if he's getting surgery, his value is going to tank just a little bit because at his age and the surgery that he's getting, even though it's not major surgery, it's still surgery. He's an older player. And if you're looking to trade for him as another team, you got to think about how long am I going to trade for him? How long is this investment going to be on my team? A year, 2 years, 3 years? That's going to be what other teams are going to have to consider if and when the Knicks make Bojan available for a trade, if they're looking to get that high-level, prolific, all-star or superstar-level player. And I think we all believe that that player will become available this offseason. Whether they're available or not, we won't really know because that disgruntled star list doesn't really rear its ugly head until most of the teams are out. It's really the final season, and then those reports start happening. And then once the offseason hits, it's like a floodgate. The reports just won't stop. Trust me when I say I'll be all over it, on top of it, and ready to cover it for you guys and get you all the information that you need. But right now, the key information that we all need to understand is Bojan is dealing with two major injuries, one with his wrist, the other is a left foot contusion. We don't know how bad that is, but if he's playing through the wrist injury, if he can play through the foot injury, he's likely going to do that too. I'm going to say he's going to be questionable going into game five. He's likely not going to play. The Knicks are going to try to win the game without him because they won game four without him. So that gives them a little bit more confidence thinking they can go into game five in their house, win that game against Philly, close it out, and give Bojan not only game five to rest, but hopefully a couple of additional days to rest while that Pacers-Bucks series figures itself out. And then when they're ready to go back in the postseason for the second round, they'll be well refreshed, a little bit more healthy, and ready to take it to whoever they're going to see. And I'm going to tell you this, whether it's the Bucks or whether it's the Pacers, it doesn't matter. The Knicks are taking them out and they're headed all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. But you know what? I'm not skipping over anything. The Knicks are not skipping over anything anyways either. One game at a time. Game five, tomorrow, 7 p.m. The Knicks back at MSG, the greatest arena on earth with the greatest fans on the planet. That's going to make so much noise. Joel Embiid's going to complain again, get mad again. Kelly Oubre is going to cry again, and then they're going to complain again, more crying, and say, well, you know what? The Knicks did it, so we can do it too. Stop trying to be us. You're not us. You want to know why? Because if you were us, you would be smiling, you would be happy, and you'd be laughing because you would be up 3-1. But you're not. The Knicks control this series 3-1, headed back to MSG. Home, the Garden, the Mecca of basketball. We close out the Sixers in five. They are done. Over. Gone. Game five. We're all black. Because it's a wrap. We kill them at home. We take game five. And we wait to see who we face in the second round. It looks like it's the Pacers. But it doesn't matter who it is. We are taking each and every game. One game at a time. Moving forward through this postseason, doing it for number 30, Julius Randle, and making sure with each and every game we win, we make a statement, letting everybody know New York is legitimate this year, we are a threat, and you don't want to see us over a seven-game series. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports about Bojan Bogdanović and the fact that he underwent an MRI which showed ligament damage in his left wrist? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.